Brian, welcome to week three here of the Nemaha Central, the Thunder Locker Room Chats with head coach of the Boys Thunder, John Thomas. This locker room chat being brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haugseed. And coach, 4-0 to start the year. Really, you couldn't ask for anything better. The last two games you've had since our last locker room chat against a Big East opponent in Houlton, you took them down 54-37. And you also had a big time win against Valley Heights in which you won 53-33. Coach, tell me about some of your thoughts of these last two games.
Well, defensively, I think we continue to play pretty well. I think last night Valley Heights had, I would say, 16 points in the fourth quarter of the 33. So, you know, for three quarters, we held them to single digits all three quarters, and it was a good effort, a great effort on our part on both ends of the floor. And same thing last Friday at Houlton. Offensively, you know, we got a lot of people involved, and that's been a very positive thing for us. We got a lot of people scoring 9-10 guys a night.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You had 10 guys score last night, and you kind of bring up that quarter total. You outscored Valley Heights 18-5 in the first quarter, 10-7 in the second, and then in the third quarter, you had the outscore of 14-5. So, yeah, you bring a mention. You guys dominated all three quarters, kind of just put it in neutral there to the fourth, didn't need to do anything too flashy. But you talk about some flashy things. Colby Free had 15 points on the game, even took a trip down to Dunkin' Donuts. He had a dunk there, and, you know, for your team to kind of get a little bit of energy. But you also had Cups dropping at 4, Layton Thomas with 6. Derek Wirtz with 3, Caleb Schmusley with 4, Carter Hike even had 3 points, and Caden Peterson with 4. So, you know, you mentioned the 9-10 guys you had get up on the board and score. You know, what does it take as a team to kind of have that type of success, to have all those guys, even some guys coming off the bench, and succeed?
Well, I think, you know, we might have mentioned this before in one of the other interviews, but these guys spent a lot of time in the offseason playing together. Playing, working fundamentals on their own. And there's a group of about 10 guys that, really know each other well and play well with each other. And I think, the chemistry is, right now, one of the biggest keys for us.
Yeah, and chemistry really only gets better here. And, you know, you got your last game of 2024 against Jeff West, another big-time Big East opponent, that game on Friday. And, Coach, what's the steps for preparation for your last game of the year? And then also kind of tie in together what's kind of the hopes for a little bit of this break that you have before you come back and have to play Sabetha?
Well, I think the key thing for us going into Friday is, you know, understanding that Jeff West is a very good basketball team. They're 3-1 right now. But, you know, the biggest thing for us has been we're doing all this on a very slim amount of preparation due to the football. And we've had these boys have had no mental break, no physical break in between seasons. So, I think that we've done a great job of just kind of riding with things and putting every bit of effort we can out on the floor that we have left in the tank, I guess you could say at this point. So I think we've got to do that one more time. And then getting in a break, they really need the break. They need to get away from basketball. They need to get away from school. They need to get, just a little freer life of their own for a few days. And then maybe we can really, starting on about the 30th, get into some more specifics than what we've been able to get into these first couple weeks.
Email Central Boys, undefeated now in the year, 4-0, looking to play Jeff West this Friday. Coming out of the break on a Tuesday, January the 7th, they will be on to take on Sabetha. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.